Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we talked about 1 Timothy chapter 6, and beginning in verse 11, Paul tells Timothy just fantastic advice that is so important for us to remember in the busyness of our days. And so verse 11, he says, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things being sin and the desire for material wealth and riches and these things that eventually will all fade away." And then continuing on in verse 11 of chapter 6, Paul says, "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness." And I just want us to take a moment this morning or this afternoon, whenever you are listening to this, and let's ask ourselves the question, what are you running towards? Because Paul here in this passage tells us to run away from these things that are sinful, these things that capture our attention and our imagination, these things that are not Christ, but are worldly. And Paul tells us instead, hey, don't run after those things, run away from those things, but instead run towards righteousness. And in short, you could say run towards Christ. And maybe this is a great opportunity for us as we think about our day that's coming up and our week and even our month. I mean, we're beginning March. What are you pursuing? And are there ways that you could more fully pursue Jesus? And in doing so, flee from perhaps some sin that you've been caught in. Maybe this month, maybe this week, maybe even today is going to be a great opportunity for you to find someone who loves you and loves Jesus, and you're going to confess sin to them, and you're going to say, hey, this is the worst part of me. Would you pray for me, please? Help me to be accountable to pursue Jesus, because I know that's the best thing for me. How are you doing? What are you running towards? And that's hard. And that's why we need the grace and love of Jesus to empower us. But God has given us community as well to support us in this. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's pray that God would help us to be a community of people who flee from sin and run towards Jesus. And that we would not hide from one another, but we would find people who love us and love God. They're probably going to be in our life group. If you're not in a life group, please let us help you connect to a life group. But let's find some people who love us enough that we can say, help me with this. Hold me accountable to this. Please pray for me in this. So let's take a moment and pray that God would help us to pursue the right things and that God would surround us with people who will encourage us and pray us in our pursuit of Jesus. Let's pray now, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you again tomorrow, and we hope you have a great day. God bless.